This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Okay, name a public forum, an august public forum that changed history. It's a short list, really. You've got the good old Roman Senate.
No matter how noble this looks from the outside, I don't like the color of it. Crassus is the only man in Rome who hasn't yielded to Republican corruption. I never will. I'll take a little Republican corruption along with a little Republican freedom, but I won't take the dictatorship of Crassus. And no freedom at all!
Later on, you've got the British Parliament, the U.S. Senate, of course, the Soviet Politburo, the Chinese People's Congress. Those two weren't exactly democratic. But for global diversity, you just can't beat the United Nations General Assembly.
Without peace, all our dreams vanish and are reduced to ashes.
That's Indian Prime Minister Nehru at the General Assembly back in 1960. He was then leader of the largest democracy in the world and also the leader of the then so-called developing world. Much has changed since 1960, of course. Today, India is an industrial democracy, while once superpower France is something less than super. Here's French President Nicolas Sarkozy speaking yesterday through a translator.
We are right in the middle of an unprecedented financial and economic crisis. We are on the threshold of a planetary ecological disaster. We must, right now, invent a new world where the follies of yesterday will no longer be possible.
Apparently, France becoming a nuclear power might be considered one of those follies. This week's speeches at the UN were dominated by references to nuclear proliferation. Here's President Obama giving his first speech as president to the General Assembly.
In their actions to date, the governments of North Korea and Iran threaten to take us down this dangerous slope.
But all of the 192 world leaders get to speak before the General Assembly. They come each with their own pet issues. For Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, it was free trade.
Globalization is good. Through globalization, hundreds of millions of people have been lifted out of poverty.
For Lee Myung-bak, president of South Korea, also speaking through a translator here, it was climate change and developing green industries.
Thereby, we will not only transform our economic and industrial structures, but also change our very lifestyles to become more future-oriented.
Also giving his first speech to the UN General Assembly was Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. He had a lot of pet issues in his rambling 90-minute speech. The release of former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega, an investigation into the Vietnam and Korean wars. He insisted on $7.7 trillion in reparations for African nations which had been colonized. And swine flu, Gaddafi says it's a biological weapon gone mad. But he made history by being the first leader to discuss his own conspiracy theory about the Kennedy assassination.
The assassination or the killing of Kennedy in 63 or 62, president of the United States of America. Why? We want to know who killed him.
Speaking through a translator there, of course, the Warren Report, nonsense. The Gaddafi Report, well, all trails lead to an obvious culprit.
Jack Ruby, an Israeli, killed Lee Harvey, who killed Kennedy. We have to open the files.
No matter how noble this looks from the outside, I don't like the color of it.
1 week, 192 speeches. Our little planet has only one global forum, the UN General Assembly. It may not always be pretty, but it's all we've got for now.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.